Harper Audio presents Just the Funny Parts and a Few Hard Truths About Sneaking into the Hollywood Boys Club by Nell Scovell, read by Amy Hone. Foreword by Sheryl Sandberg. For decades, archaeologists assumed that prehistoric cave paintings were the work of male hunters who wanted to capture their dramatic feats. But a recent study revealed a hidden truth. One researcher looked at the artist's signatures, handprints stenciled on the walls, and compared the relative lengths of fingers to those of modern humans. The data showed that 75% of the early cave painters were women. This revelation is important for our understanding of prehistoric human culture. It also means that the last time women held most of the jobs in the entertainment field was about 20,000 years ago. The entertainment industry is notoriously tough on women. Then again, so is every industry. The challenges Nell has faced during her TV career will seem familiar to many women and be eye-opening for many men. Nell overcame those obstacles in the ways most women do, by working hard, taking risks, making her career a jungle gym instead of a ladder, and having a partner who was a true partner. Nell didn't just help me write Lean In, she lived it. Whoever said feminists weren't funny never met Nell. Her sly sense of humor is one of the main reasons why I've asked her to collaborate again and again. Comedy makes the good times, and the bad times, better. While working on Lean In, Nell and I found ways to laugh in the face of gender bias. And while working on Option B, as hard as it was, we found ways to laugh in the face of death. One of the most irreverent stories in Option B involves Nell at her beloved mother's funeral. Nell has four siblings, and she opened her eulogy by holding up an envelope and declaring, "I have in this envelope the name of Mom's favorite child." Humor is a release. It breaks the tension in stressful situations. And as Just the Funny Parts shows, Nell has been in a lot of stressful situations. She knows the pressure of being the lowliest writer on a TV staff, as well as the pressure of being a showrunner. I love that she is passing along the inside knowledge she gained during three decades in the trenches. Nell's voice is filled with honesty and wisdom, even when it occasionally shakes with rage. Humor can also give us hope when there is no hope, which is why women have always been funny. They just haven't always received credit for it. As Nell maintains, if Larry David were living in 18th century France and heard the peasants had no bread, his response, "Let them eat cake," would have made people laugh. But when Marie Antoinette said it, they chopped off her head. Like the cave painters working in the shadows, women have long toiled behind the scenes in Hollywood. That's why it's important that writer-directors like Nell speak up. Her story is inspiring. Not because she was unstoppable, but because when she did get stopped, she found ways to keep writing, continue being creative, and always, but always, maintain her sense of humor. I've seen firsthand Nell's commitment to support and advocate for other women. She once told me about a talented young TV writer who reached out to vent after a soul-crushing meeting. The woman said she couldn't take the rudeness and rejection any longer. She was tired of competing for the one female slot on comedy shows. Nell gave her a pep talk, sharing tips on how to deal with the frustration. A week later, the young writer emailed her, excited. "You have been such an inspiration for me to follow my writing dreams," she wrote, "that I wanted you to be one of the first to know that I just got my very first staff writing job." The young woman mentioned the name of the project, which Nell recognized because she'd been up for the one female slot herself. Nell laughed as she relayed the story. She was truly happy for her colleague. Both Nell and I look forward to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?